You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke to Public Health Professor Peter Crampton of Otago University's Kohatu Centre for Hauroa Māori about the new Māori Health Authority, and I began by asking what he thinks about the new body.
I am and have been for a long time a strong supporter of the concept of a Māori Health Authority, so long as certain conditions are met. And based on the Minister's announcements yesterday, I believe those conditions are being met. So in short, I think carving off Māori expertise and putting it in one place to monitor and advise the health system would be a retrograde step. Putting that expertise in one place and empowering it with a budget and the capacity to influence the development of services and influence service commissioning throughout the whole system, I think is a marvellous opportunity, and I would characterise that as having the potential for positively influencing the health system and health outcomes for Māori in a pro-equity way. I don't view the Māori Health Authority and Māori commissioning as a silver bullet, because I don't think silver bullets really exist in the health system. But I do view it as an essential component of a pro-equity system in the context of Aotearoa. And I note that the Minister used language yesterday, which is, in my experience over a very long period of time, unusual language for a minister to use, and marks a bit of a shift in language. So the minister referred to obligations of the Crown under Te Tiriti or Waitangi. He referred to the Māori Health Authority as giving expression to Tino Rangatiratanga and the health system. Now, those are important words, and that sort of language has not been used very much at all by ministers in the past.
Right, and on the health authority, because a lot of details haven't been announced by the government yet, and considering reports earlier this week show that Māori are performing badly in several health areas behind non-Māori, what is the most pressing thing for the authority once it is assembled?
Yeah, well, it's a great question, but a hard one, because I don't think there is one most important thing. What we have in our country is a set of institutional structures which have performed moderately well or very well in many instances, or passingly well in other instances, for the majority, the Pākehā majority. And there is a wealth of evidence which clearly highlights the failure of that same system to perform well for Māori. And one might frame the problem as being colonial structures or coloniality, to put it into the sort of the contemporary, structures which have historically and still today fail to incorporate internalized respect, deep cultural differences, and that's an important analysis, because it leads one in the direction of thinking, well, how, given New Zealand's constitutional arrangements, do we actually address that set of issues? And one way of addressing it is to empower Māori to commission services and design services and be a part of policy making through the lens of Te Ao Māori, bringing the culture, the values, the principles, the knowledge of Te Ao Māori right into the heart of things, in a way that will hopefully be reflected in services which better meet the needs of Māori. Most people do not know about the biases within our system, and this is not about bad people trying to do the wrong thing. at all. Nearly all health professionals are good people, absolutely trying to do the right thing. But, you know, just this week, or was it late last week, the Health Quality and Safety Commission released just another report, which in this case, in the context of major trauma, illustrating how Māori health outcomes are poorer than non-Māori in ways which are really hard to understand and explain. But it's just another piece of evidence which says our system has got its blind spots, its biases, and its design flaws, which means that some groups are not catered for in the way they should be. And it, so, as I say, the Māori Health Authority is not a silver bullet, but it will bring a lens to bear and commissioning capacity, by which I mean budget. It will have a budget to try and push the system in a slightly different direction, which raises the quality, raises expectations of high quality, delivers on high quality for Māori. And of course, that means spillover effects for everybody, ultimately.
Okay, we're running out of time, but I would love to talk more about this. But judging by what you said earlier, do you think the New Zealand public needs more education about treaty obligations and Te Ao Māori before rolling out the Māori Health Authority?
Yes. So your question is, does the New Zealand public, would the New Zealand public benefit from more education about constitutional arrangements, our history, Te Tiriti o Waitangi, Māori health status, Māori social outcomes in all domains, and the causes for those? Yes. I think that most Pākehā New Zealanders have been disadvantaged by an education system that has not addressed those really fundamental learning needs that all citizens have. And still we have lots of public debate around fundamentals which, you know, to do with our history and the way our constitution is put together, our constitutional arrangements, and the meaning of those arrangements, etc., where we shouldn't be debating those things, like people should know it. And we're in an awkward position as a nation where people don't know their own history, the history of their own country. And that's a failure of education, which ultimately comes back to the point I made before about institutional biases. The withholding of teaching of our own history is not an accident. It's an expression of coloniality. And I note that the current government is taking some steps to address that issue. But ultimately, it is the responsibility of the government to ensure that its citizens are educated around history, constitutional arrangements, etc., and have the opportunity to engage in all the debates and discussions that need to occur, but from the point of view of at least a foundational knowledge which will inform those discussions.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.